Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Tahrir Square in another Friday demonstration dubbed Saving Democracy and Handing Over Power. The day's demonstration comes after the army-backed government proposed a super constitutional document, which entailed privileges to the army regarding the privacy of its budget, as well as stating that the army is the protector of constitutional legitimacy, a clause many felt was paving the way for the army's intervention in state affairs even after handing over power to a civilian government.
We announce a complete refusal because it's against all known constitutional principles. How can they suggest super constitutional articles that will take away from our rights?
A large number of Egypt's political forces from far left to right participated in the demonstration, but the overwhelming majority belonged to the Islamic factions, most prominently the Muslim Brotherhood, who said that they will continue adding pressure on the military council till the proposed constitutional document is withdrawn and specific dates of the transition of power to a civilian government is set in place for no later than mid-2012.
We're calling for a clear, specified timetable for handing over power. This indecisiveness and lack of clear schedule generates a lot of fear among Egyptians.
Another main demand for protesters was the immediate end to military trials for civilians. Over 15,000 civilians have been trialed and are currently serving time in harsh military prisons, which is what propelled activists to launch a large campaign against these military tribunals that have been repeatedly used against those who oppose ruling military council's political decisions.
People from the left and from the right are upset because this is exactly what the opposite of democracy is. The army is supposed to defend the country, not to decide political life in the country. And the final thing is that people are fed up with 60 years of military rule.
Many of those in the square felt that there was a sense of unity among protesters, despite different political affiliations. They criticized the military council's performance during the transitional period, which they felt was extremely poor, with ordinary Egyptians still feeling economic difficulties and suffering from security conditions which have not been restored to normal since police was forced to withdraw from the streets in late January. The proposal of the super constitutional document drove out hundreds of thousands of Egyptians to the iconic Tahrir Square in a scene reminiscent of the early days of the revolution. They say they will not back down until the Supreme Military Council withdraws the document and announces a clear timetable for the transition to a civilian government. Mike Emil, Press TV, Cairo.